I'm starting, right?
Yeah, you were starting.
Hello out there, Profit Addicts, and welcome to another episode of The Other Marketing Guys. I'm speaking a little faster because we are running out of space on my SD cards.
And batteries.
Yeah, and batteries as well. So this one is going to be seven mistakes that will ruin your passive income. And the first thing we need to say, as we already did this recording once, so we're going to take it again. Like passive income, we need to do a disclaimer about passive income.
And a thumbnail.
And I don't like to call it passive. I like the word asynchronous income instead. Because passive, in the word, it says that you don't have to work. And that's not true. You actually have to put in a lot of work. The asynchronous way is of thinking is that you have to put in a lot of work up front and get paid, or you have to put in a lot of work at doing the day, and you can even get paid by night. So it's like the time you get paid and the time you work is not asynchronous.
Correct.
That's why I think asynchronous is better. But think of it as investing, like investing a lot of time or investing a lot of money. Then you can get paid dividends.
Correct.
Actually. On that time or on that money. So my first mistake into this passive income is my stock investment venture. And we actually started along this road talking about it. And I've at some point, the first mistake is buying and not holding stocks. And the biggest mistake is buying and not holding diversified stocks.
That's
and
a good one.
I bought one stock for all of my cash, buy it and sold it, and I actually earned a decent amount of money until the day. And I followed this stock to a teeth, and I really, really knew it all. It was a mining company in Sweden about to get approved for mining some minerals that's used primarily in batteries and so on. But and the day with the rumor that they were going to get approval the next day.
Okay.
At night, before closing, I was a millionaire in Danish kroner. So I was like sweating and not. I was like sell. And there were so much many people buying in because the next day it could be explode. And the next day, the news always comes before the market opens. That's the way it works. And they didn't get approval. They got an extension for 2 years. And so it's just like,
damn.
I lost what equals to, if I sold that night, I could have made an extra $130,000.
Damn. On how much investment?
50.
Yeah. Damn.
So
3x.
Yeah, I ended up losing $2,000-$3,000 in total.
Okay, so you actually lost from the initial investment as well. Okay, yeah,
interesting. I made a lot of money and on the start, and then I got too greedy.
But see, you said in the beginning that you didn't hold them for long enough. Is there another lesson to be learned?
Everything I know now from in stocks that. Buy diversified and buy into the market and never sell. Never sell. Because and do not buy a small mining company in Sweden that's not even on the on the right indexes and so on. It's like penny stocks. It was actually what's equals to a penny stock.
In terms of diversification, Simon, what would you say? What is the best way? Like, do you pick your own companies or do
I
you
do
just
not know.
Okay. Do I you do just put in a mutual fund or how? You don't do it?
I would say follow Andrew Sik. It's a great channel.
Yeah,
I do not know.
Okay.
So but
all right.
It's a mistake to think you're better and understand the market, especially when you're a noob, like I was.
Yeah.
Number two.
I think this is very important for a lot of people. It actually touches upon some of the previous videos we made, like, for example, about ways you can earn money online, because we mentioned stuff like freelancing and stuff. But I think it's very important for you to put a dollar value or like a monetary amount on your own time. Because if you think about it, let's say we talk about passive income, right? Like, let's say in this 1 year you make $1,000 from your website passively, quote unquote, like in your sleep, quote unquote. All right, but how many hours did it take you to build that website? if you value your own time at, let's say, $5, because you know right now you can go and get a job for $5, then you know, how do you justify it? What if you're a developer and it took you 20 or 30 or 50 hours to do that, and you haven't earned anything for the last 2 years? Yeah. All right, so you're actually losing quote unquote money instead of generating money.
Yeah.
And even if you think about it, like, it makes life just so much easier. Like, okay, do I really want to spend time with person X who I don't care about or is actually negative on my life? Because that would technically mean negative productivity. It would technically mean I lose money. Can I otherwise spend or earn that money from some other place? And I think it's more of a mental, you know, like the way you mentally process this kind of things, but it's also a good habit to have for future ventures.
Yeah. It's actually also the thing that I've been in my younger days spending maybe thousands of hours developing and doing some stuff and never actually make a dollar. Mm-hmm. And I could have been rich by selling that amount of time. And I'm actually making money now selling my time. I'm actually making all of my money selling my time right now.
Yeah,
consulting. Reinvesting it. So I found out for me was the fastest way to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm no better than any freelancer out there. I just run a company with like few other employees that does the same. And we sell the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But I think that's the most common. Like, most people sell their time.
Yeah, but still, there is, like, something of a... someone wouldn't even call me an entrepreneur because it's like you're not building companies, just selling your own time and blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, but I'm making more money than you are. Okay, so the third one. It's actually also one of my mistakes, but it's buying into something you do not know anything about or actually do not want to know anything about, like me and properties.
That's actually a very good tip, I think.
Yeah, I bought two properties, sold one of them with a massive loss.
Yeah.
And in total, that property, I'm renting for it for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Lost me like maybe $2,000-$3,000 again in that one alone, and I'm looking to sell the other one, and I'm looking at a total loss between $10,000-$20,000.
Damn.
Yeah. I bought in a website for some time ago and sold that like a share of a website, and I built it up, sold it again. And in that time, I made 2 or 3 times my money because I know about websites.
Yeah,
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
exactly. I do not know anything about property, and I'm not even remotely interested in learning. Yeah. And I can't do any renovation or anything myself.
Yeah, but that's good because now you understand yourself. Now you know what your strengths are.
Yeah. So I have once again spent a lot of money in getting smarter.
But see, that's the thing. Like, for example, a lot of people would think, for example, some of my friends even would say, okay, why the fuck are you standing in front of a camera and talking about money and mistakes, you know, like financial, like you're not in that position right now to think about those mistakes. Why do you bother with that?
Yeah, but you have mistakes.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. Exactly. Like, I was thinking about buying properties, but now that I'm aware that people actually lose money from it, it makes me think about...
Yeah, not all people.
Like, yeah, not all people. But see, that's the thing. Like, don't just buy into a fucking hype. That's the whole thing, right? Like,
I did.
You read about, like, oh, you can make $10 million from buying real estate. Yeah, but if you're not the type, if it's not actually your thing, it's not worth it for you. You're more likely to actually lose money on that stuff.
Yeah.
So just understand yourself and
also like the property is properties are illiquid.
Yeah.
Very long term investment.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I could have made that amount of money many times over just by investing in my current own company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like
correct.
The company I run, like my primary company, I could have made that money back much better.
Yeah.
So yeah. Number four. It's
number four. Yeah, I have automation, or actually, it's the lack thereof. Very fancy. But so, for example, I hear a lot of people that, especially now, because I'm reading a very interesting book. I told you about it. Maybe you can find it in the resource section because I really like it. Doesn't matter. But I think that not automating how your finances work is a very bad thing, because a lot of people just get stuck in that loop of, oh, now here I can squeeze these like 10% or 2% or 5% or 0.5%, you know. And it just, again, if you have put already a monetary value on your time, you'll see how much money, quote unquote, you're either spending or not saving in that sense. So let's say you've decided that you want to save $2,000 a month. Why not just make an automatic transfer to your bank account from your checkings to your savings account? Mm. Why do you have to every month go and manually put it in? Because that's not only the time you it's different times, you know, like you have to withdraw the money, you have to go to the bank, especially if you have different banks that's for also checkings and savings accounts.
It's also like the biggest thing that people are saying in stocks, as I understand it now.
Yeah.
Automate.
Yeah. Definitely.
Put an automatic transfer for 100, 200, 500 something dollars each month, week, or what you're when you get paid.
Yeah.
Pay yourself first. Big tip. And put it in and make something on automation. And a lot of these, like Robinhood and big some, I can't remember the names in the Americans, they can automate reinvest dividends also. Mm. So instead of you going into and
exactly
automate everything,
that's smart. That's good.
That's true.
Yeah.
Also, in not just in investing, but also like in everything in your website. If you do passive income that way, or if you do passive income from YouTube or and so on, then you or email marketing. It's a great way to automate. And Zapier, Zapier is a great tool to it's a great tool to automate between APIs from your spreadsheets tools to your email campaigns to your blog posts, automate posting on Pinterest and automate posting on Facebook and Twitter and so on.
But I think we have to be also a little bit critical, because you see a lot of people get stuck in this loop, you know, of like super advanced, like sexy words, so to speak, like instead of getting stuff done. So if you have only two emails, is it really worth it to automate? See, that's the thing. It's like trade-off. Yeah. Again, if you know your time, if you know what your time is worth, you see if it's time to make the transition. Mm. So it's better to do than waste time automating.
Yeah.
But once you do, once you're doing already, automate. Should we go on number five?
Number five is giving up too soon. On your web property or your YouTube.
Ooh, or your...
I was close to giving up on YouTube. I actually gave up.
No.
What do you call it? When you do the...
Revival.
The 180.
Okay.
I see. Okay. I'd started off in Danish, as none of you know. But I started off in Danish and did 52 videos in 52 days. Mm-hmm. That was hard, and it almost not killed me, but I burned out.
Yeah.
Really got burned out. So I have to do a pivot. And I found out that the YouTube algorithm does not work very well with a language that it does not understand.
That's a good point. That's actually a good one. Yeah.
So now we're doing it in English instead. It's funnier to be two people. I'm doing some videos. This is a channel. It's my channel. I'm doing some videos besides this. I have one in the works. And right now I'm outsourcing editing because I do not want to get burned out editing.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for a great editor.
Should they hit us up in the comments if they're a great editor?
Yeah, do that. Oh, yeah. Do that as well. I don't think that Maxim would be very cool for that. No. Maybe he'll cut this out. Okay. I'm editing the other marketing guys thing.
Yeah.
But giving up too soon on web especially is what I know about. It's like you have to tear through the time when it's hard. When the time when you get no traffic, when you get no... I have some sites right now that I built within the last half a year. They get traffic, but they make no money.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that right now, after like 6 to 7 months into like a year, it's the hardest time. You feel like you put in so much time, effort, money, but it's just like, oh.
Not going to pay off eventually.
Will it ever?
Yeah,
and even I have so many doubts, even though I've been doing this for more than a decade.
Yeah.
So this is the thing that will ruin your passive income if you do it via websites or YouTube. It's quitting just before your heyday.
But see,
and you do not know when it is in YouTube. It could be that you do. I just heard that the YouTube channel Becky and Chris, they did it for like 3 or 4 years. And at the 2.5 years mark or something, I can't remember the numbers, maybe a 1.5 years, they were so close to quitting.
Huh.
And then it took off.
Damn.
It's just like you have to. When the day where you think, okay, I cannot do it anymore, it's at that point you have to stick it through.
Yeah.
Because when it's tough, when it's hard, when it's getting hard,
mm-hmm.
as long as it's fun, yeah. it's easy.
Yeah.
But when it's getting hard, you have to go through it. You yeah. have to go through that ring of fire of no money, no audience, no views, yeah,
no return
nothing.
At all.
Yeah.
Nothing. No social confirmation at the very least. I think there's a hidden dichotomy, like with everything in life, there's a dichotomy here as well, because I read about this and I strongly believe actually it's true that successful people, or at least rich people, or at least known people, also know exactly when to say no and stop something.
Yeah.
So it's, I guess, maybe not so fine, but it's still a line between knowing, is this something that I can actually continue with?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you realize pretty early on, like, let's say, for example, with this YouTube channel, I didn't think about it, but now I know, like, I can stick with this. Even if we don't get anything for the next 1 year, I see myself sticking with it just because I'm passionate about it, right?
Yeah.
But if it's something from the get-go that you see, okay.
Yeah, we were about to quit the podcast.
More or less, yeah. It was just getting slower and slower and so on. But if you think about it, there's people that forcefully go through something because, let's say, their parents told them, or because they have a different understanding of something, and they think, if I just push like 2 years more or 5 years more on this, it's eventually going to pay off. And think about it, like, maybe it's not going to pay off. Maybe eventually it's not going to pay off just because you yourself are not passionate about it. You don't get out of your own way to let success come to you or something like that.
It's also about managing expectations.
Again,
celebrate the small victories.
We really like talking about expectations actually in these videos.
Yeah. So the next one is yours. It's actually number six. The last one is number seven. So you have the sixth one, but you put it down as five.
Yeah, indeed. I just rearranged them a little bit.
Yeah.
It's number six, yes. Just because I prepared more. Doesn't matter. This is a little bit too specific for the examples that we're giving right now, but I would say this is actually a mistake that I did as well with my website. I would say that most people actually listening
and
applying tips for the English market, they'll immediately think, okay, I'm going to use affiliate partners if I have a website or a blog, which is primarily going to be Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's one problem with Amazon, and that is you have about 3 months to generate a sale before your partner, before you're kicked out of of the partner program.
And it's also funny because my tip number seven is also an Amazon affiliate tip.
Nice.
So let's dive right into it.
Yeah, let's just combine them.
The one thing I did very wrong is you cannot link to a search page on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
But that's so specific. Also specific with yours, like you have to wait until you are certain that you can generate sales. But I did not know. I was like thinking, okay, I'm going to link for the best products in this. I'm just going to link for the search because then Amazon will recommend the best product.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not want to link to a product because the product can be outdated and so on. But Amazon actually tells that you have to recommend products.
Yep.
Because otherwise, it's not a recommendation.
Mm-hmm. And they're also very strict on the things you can use from those products, like images and stuff like that. It's very bad. Actually, I would really recommend that because that's what I tried as well. I do get some clicks. I don't really get a lot of sales yet. But try to find alternative platforms that maybe are even your niche specific, because often they offer.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about it, like you can recommend categories this way.
Yeah,
with custom search filters.
But in Amazon, Amazon you can do your own store.
Yeah, that's
you can make your own affiliate store, which people actually do this. So if you do a podcast about podcasting, then you could do a store in there with the gear you recommend, and always link to the store.
That makes sense.
That's a lot of YouTubers do that. They have this 10 products they always recommend, and then they do the store.
But if it's something more general, then what are you going to have, like 10 stores?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But we are just the last week. Mm-hmm. I have had one guy change all of links to products.
Yeah.
And the links tracked now in Amazon is like multiplied by 10 or something.
Okay.
So I think that's all for now. Here. If you also like profits, then join us on Profit Addicts on Facebook. It's a group, small group, new group. You might be the first member. And if you like this episode, stomp on that like button. Subscribe for more episodes soon.
Yeah.
We'll see you.
See you guys.